This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A federal appeals court has reinstated the 9/11 case against accused terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui, ordering the case to go forward. But at the same time, the appeals court ruling could provide significant problems for the prosecution. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us in the studio. And Nina, refresh our recollections where we are in the Moussaoui case.
Well, Zacharias Moussaoui is the only person in the United States charged in connection with the 9/11 attacks. In open court, he's admitted being a terrorist, but he's been denied having anything to do with 9/11. In the pretrial maneuvering, Moussaoui's lawyers sought to prove that he wasn't involved in the 9/11 plot. And they have asserted that there were several al-Qaeda operatives in U.S. custody overseas who would say that Moussaoui was not involved. The judge in charge of the case, Leonie Brinkema, agreed that under the Constitution's guarantee of access to exculpatory witnesses, Moussaoui was entitled to question colleague Sheikh Mohammed, the accused mastermind of the September 11th plot, and Mustafa al-Hazawi, the alleged paymaster. She agreed that the men could offer exculpatory evidence about Moussaoui, that they might testify that he was not involved, and the judge ordered the government to make these men available by video hookup. The government refused, and that triggered a provision of federal law that allowed the judge to impose penalties. She then forbid the government to introduce any evidence about 9/11, leaving intact other unrelated terrorism charges, and she took the death penalty off the table. The government then appealed to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled today.
And what did the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals decide?
Well, first it said that Moussaoui is entitled to all exculpatory information from these witnesses and that the government may not use incriminating information from these witnesses unless the witnesses can be cross-examined. But the court said that summaries of the witnesses' statements can be used in place of actually having Moussaoui's lawyers question the witnesses.
Well, how would that actually work at trial, though?
That's sort of the $64 question, and the court left it to Judge Brinkema in some ways to figure it out. The court said, look, figure out substitutions that are accurate, that give all the exculpatory information that's needed for Moussaoui. Tell the jury that you're doing that, the lawyers have not had a chance ever to interview these witnesses. Don't allow any inculpatory, any incriminating evidence from those same statements. You work this out in conjunction with the defense and prosecution lawyers.
It's quite a burden for Judge Brinkema. What happens to her ruling taking the death penalty off the table and also taking the 9/11 charges away?
They're back on the table. They're back in the case. But so is this sort of hybrid solution.
Well, how is the judge supposed to get agreement on these summaries for the jury? Does she have to get the prosecution and the defense to agree, or can she just decide, that's what it is, I'm going to present it to the jury?
Well, presumably she could try to get agreement, and if she can't decide, that's what it is, and then either side could then appeal, and in fact, Moussaoui's lawyers could appeal this ruling to the Supreme Court eventually if they wanted. They could just say, this doesn't work for us constitutionally. We're going to go up to the highest court in the land. I suspect they won't do that yet, that they'll let this play out. But it's a very complicated case, obviously, and it's dragged on for years, and my guess is it's going to drag on for some more.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg, talking with us about today's federal appeals court ruling in the case of Zacharias Moussaoui.